The contrast between the Democratic and Republican candidates for president couldn't be more clear. Hillary Clinton has expressed her support for a collection of policies that directly use government policy to raise incomes, regulate financial firms, and shape the predistribution of wealth, securing middle-class families. Among her proposals are tax reform to encourage long-term business investment instead of short-term spending like higher CEO pay, comprehensive immigration reform to bring undocumented workers into the formal economy, new federal investments in renewable energy and medical research, paid family leave, earned sick days, and subsidized child care, higher minimum wages and protection against wage theft, enhancements for Social Security and the Affordable Care Act, middle-class tax relief, and greater support for young, contract, and low-income workers, as well as new measures to strengthen and expand Dodd-Frank financial reform. Scott Walker is one of the favorites for the Republican nomination for president. He's declared that he wants to devolve Medicaid to the states, to repeal the Affordable Care Act in full, drill for oil, including completing the Keystone Pipeline, cut taxes on, quote, job creators, and reduce regulations across the board. He's proud that his state passed lawsuit and regulatory reform, proud that he defunded Planned Parenthood and enacted pro-life legislation. He passed the Castle Doctrine and supports concealed carry of weaponry, and it's now required to have a photo ID to vote in the state of Wisconsin. He's blasted public assistance to needy persons as fostering dependency on government largesse, and he wants to implement supply-side economics, as if the policies of the last 35 years haven't proven the emptiness of such policies.